Welcome to the New Healer Podcast. This time I have invited my amazing friend Ryan as my guest. I met Ryan during my hypnotherapy studies with the famous Paul McKenna. Ryan is a great hypnotherapist in England, and in the podcast description you will find a link to how to get in touch with Ryan. Ryan tried to speak Czech, but I believe the English version will be more understandable. We have a surprise at the end of the podcast for you, so I hope you enjoy listening to this podcast. Vítám vás u nového podcastu Healou. Tentokrát jsem si jako hosta pozvala mého úžasného kamaráda Ryana. Ryana jsem poznala během mého studia hypnoterapie u slavného Paula McKenny. Ryan je skvělý hypnoterapeut v Anglii a v popisku podcastu naleznete odkaz na to, jak se s Ryanem spojit. Ryan se snažil mluvit česky, ale věřím, že anglická verze bude srozumitelnější. Na konci podcastu máme pro vás jedno překvapení, tak doufám, že se bude tento podcast dobře poslouchat.
Okay, first word, ahoy.
Sorry, now I lost your sound. Yeah, tell me.
Ahoy.
Oh, you spoke already Czech, that's what.
That's my best Czech. I'm trying my best. And you're like, what? Okay. Ahoy, menuji se Ryan. A jsem hypnotherapeut. Jsem rád, že poslávám.
Posloucháte?
Say it one more time.
Posloucháte?
Poslápkem.
Posloucháte? No, you can. Posloucháte?
Poslápkem. I can't, let's say it again.
Ka. Yeah, you can say ka. Ten. Posloucháte.
Posloucháte. Tento podcast, now is the time.
Wow, well done.
It's so difficult.
So I met you already a few months ago. During study of hypnotherapy, together with Paul McKenna, right? What I really loved was your... At first, I really think you really love hypnotherapy, really. And you are very open. And I have to say, you are my very good friend. You are, I think, very pure person. That's my feeling from you, very calm. At least that's how I know you, maybe not all the time. And what I have to say, because of you, I have Healo. It will stay always in my mind. And it's big, really, thank to you that Healo was when you did hypnosis with me.
Thank you.
So, who is Ryan? Let's say something about you and then people will know you more.
Yeah, certainly. So... I have always liked hypnosis from a young age, and I've read books and done various things. And when it came to Paul McKenna offering training for people, I thought this is a great chance to take it that step further. And I've always wanted to be a hypnotherapist, and that idea of being able to help people is really exciting. It's something that I think both of us really feel passion for. We want to help people, we want to make their lives better. And for me, it gives me some adrenaline that doing something like that is different to any other job, because a job, some people can be excited about programming, Some people can be excited about designing, but for me, it's more working with people, and I'm on that journey now.
Yeah. When we speak about hypnotherapy, let's speak from perspective that people don't know what it is, right? That they think it's some kind of voodoo. When we speak, what is it? That
Yes.
People shouldn't be afraid of it, but what is it?
So I would just say it's a way for you to speak to your subconscious. And someone like a hypnotherapist is just there to help you and guide you. It's not like the Hollywood movies where having your mind controlled or anything like that. You are aware of everything that's going on. You're not going to do anything that you wouldn't want to do or say anything that you wouldn't want to say. And it's just really that way that you can with yourself. And the hypnotherapist is like a facilitator. They just facilitate something that you could do yourself and just take you to a place where you can actually deal with certain issues, addictions, phobias, things like that.
Yeah, it's interesting when you speak about conscious and subconscious mind, because I just saw some article and there was written that everything what we do via our conscious mind, what we can cover, is from 0.0005% till 5% reality. And the rest,
okay,
it's 95, it's subconscious mind.
Yeah.
So I really think hypnotherapy is very useful because, as you said, we can directly speak to subconscious mind and we can faster and easily change something.
Yes.
When people want, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I had many phobias and fears. One was of spiders. I just really... And it was from when I was young. You know, everyone sort of doesn't really like spiders to a certain degree. And there's that kind of thing that, oh, spider, big spider in the house or something like that. But I'd seen, it wasn't massive horror movie, but it was a horror movie that, you know, I was old enough to see. It wasn't an 18 horror movie, but I just had a fear of spiders after watching that. And then just from listening someone talk for 10 minutes, it was like open eyes. So it wasn't close eyes hypnosis. It was just talking. I could then have a tarantula on my hand, no problem at all. And I can do that again. Yeah, no problem. You know, it's just one of those things that it felt so scary up to that point, and then within 10 minutes all of that's just gone. It's just completely gone. And people say, really, is it really that easy? You go, yeah, no, it is. And again, you know for yourself, if a spider falls on your head, then you do flick it off. But that's the same if a fly lands on your head, you flick it off quickly. Yeah. Or if a mosquito on your arm, you slap your arm. But that's just an instant reaction. If you actually know, you know, like I have spiders in the house now. I even had a spider on my bed the other night. And I just thought, okay, you can just stay there. Yeah. You know, usually you think, oh, no, don't want it in the bed because I'll be sleeping. And people hear things like, oh, it'll crawl on your face or something. No, it was like, okay, you can stay here. And so it just crawled up the wall, I think, in the end. Yeah, it was. So it's rather than building up some stress and anxiety or fear or phobia, you can just go, no, I'm okay with that. Okay. Of course, if you're in the jungle or outside and there's a spider that you don't know about, then I'm not saying pick it up and treat it like a pet. But
better not. Yeah.
Yeah. But in general, in your house, you kind of know the spiders and you can either just leave them, you know, why not? they may catch the flies and eat the flies.
So we now speak, for example, about spiders, but I know with your clients, you also practice different type of hypnosis. So how do you help them? What do you do with them? What
so,
type of issues they come to you? What they would like to change?
So there's a range, but at the moment, I'm very focused on helping people quit smoking. And that's, you know, it's not one style fits everyone. You have to tailor it to each individual person because different people will have different way of thinking, the way you talk, the words you use. Some people are visual. Some people listen auditory. Some people feel kinesthetic. And so some people might be all of them, but you start to work on them in a way that the language that you speak, they understand. And that helps connect with their subconscious. And from that, you know, the results are pretty good. Yeah. You know, I would say I only have had two stubborn clients. But again, that's something where upfront, if you don't want to quit smoking, I can't make you. Yeah, you know, that's where it goes back to the sort of Hollywood, I can make you do anything. Where if that was the case, I could make anyone who was smoking stop smoking, and then there'd be non-smokers all over the world. No, so it's a kind of pre-frame for yourself that you've got to want to quit smoking. And then I facilitate with that. And I'd say probably it looks like four sessions is possible. Some people have been one session and others have been in between that.
I think it's good that you speak about that, that people at first they have to want, because if you say hypnosis, and at least my friends, they said, okay, don't speak to me, don't speak to me, because you will make me sleep, right? And I said, it doesn't work like this, right? You really have to want, you know? So maybe if listeners, they don't know what is hypnosis, so maybe we can speak a bit that they really have to be open, that they really have to trust you, that they really will not be sleeping forever. So maybe we can speak something, what is maybe necessary. Now I have a lot of questions, but what is maybe necessary before they visit you, if it's necessary to contact you or send some information about them or just make an appointment with you and etc. They at least they have to be open and they want to change something. But how does it work in practice, Ryan?
So what I suggest to people is, you know, do as much research as you possibly can. Get an understanding from a scientific point of view. What is hypnosis? What is hypnotherapy? And when you think you're ready to dip your toe in, then for myself, I actually have an introductory call, which is free of charge. And I can answer any questions for about 20 minutes to half an hour. So the person can actually decide, is this right for me? Is this what I really want? And there's no commitment. They can go away and think about it. And then they can say the next day, a week later, whenever, now I'm ready. And it's at that point that you know you can start to work together. You know, if we was to go to the gym, we can do it ourselves. We can do it ourselves. We can lift the weights. We know everything to do. But sometimes we need the gym instructor, the personal trainer that is just going to help us talk to ourselves and move to that next stage. And that's how I kind of look at it.
Hmm. Can we say, because still I remember when I said to my friends, I'm doing the school and I really would like to be a hypnotherapist. And they said, oh, don't speak to me. That's what I said already before. But it's really something that the people are, I think, at least in Czech Republic, a bit, you know, they keep distance. So when you say that, and maybe that's, let's speak about your feeling. If I say it's deep relaxation, you know, you will know about everything. You can always open your eyes. Would you compare it with deep relaxation, a relaxation state of mind, or something like that?
Yeah.
Because hypnosis sounds still a bit, you know,
yeah,
in
yeah.
Czech Republic.
Yeah, maybe some people have that bearded man on stage doing stage hypnosis. So if we want a buzzword, I'd say mindfulness, meditation, you know, in yoga lessons, usually at the end, it's very similar to that. It's almost identical, yeah? Just obviously at the end of a yoga lesson, they're telling you to just relax, let all your muscles relax. So if that was the outcome you wanted, you can do that in a yoga lesson, or you can do that with a hypnotherapist. And again, if in the yoga lesson, the yoga instructor started to talk about quit smoking or something like that, that could facilitate as well. So this image of, it's a bit spooky, scary, that's kind of very old style thinking. And you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but all you're doing is just talking to someone. And if people say, oh, this is dangerous because X, Y, and Z. I know from a religious background, some people are, oh no, this means that, you know, the devil could enter into you, into your soul. Well, the same when you pray or someone prays for you. Yeah, it's they will say, oh, no, but because we've said God's name, then you're protected. Well, that can be used if that's your belief system. That can be used in hypnotherapy. I always say to people, you know, you're going into your safe space. And so people will be able to say to themselves, right, I'm going to my safe space. And if their belief is with God, they can say, and God will be here to protect me as I do this. It's very simple. It's just facilitating something that you do every day. You go driving along the motorway, and sometimes you might have driven for so long and just suddenly realize, how did I get here?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is, yeah. It's just not being focused on the conscious thing right now. But you're always aware of it. It's always there. It's just talking to your subconscious. Same as when you see people in the supermarket. You know, they can just be in a daze, being sort of given happy feelings from different brands and colors. You know, because if you went to the supermarket and there was no labels, it just said the word beans, peas, and it was like just in a metal tin, there was no design on it, you probably wouldn't get the same feeling. But with the lovely colors and branding and all the associations with that, then that's something that's just inside you. And some people like this food, some people like that food, some people don't like that food. So it's an individual thing. It's not one thing is going to work for everyone.
By the way, when you spoke about devil, I was thinking that it's every evening when I'm watching Netflix, something comes to my mind and saying in the fridge is strawberry ice cream. Just go and take it.
Yeah. So
anyway,
that kind of binge, that little devil whispering in your ear. Again, this is something hypnosis can help with. And if you sort of balance that with nutrition as well, you know, as I'm learning from you, you know, now I have red rice, I have black rice. Yeah. I'd never heard of it before, and I was like, black rice? What are you talking about? And you said, no, it's definitely black rice. I was like, okay, I'll look on Amazon. I go, I'll buy some black rice. And so it's good because when you have the black rice, you then start to think, okay, now what else did you say? Oh, yeah, don't forget the rainbow colors. So you start to have all sorts of vegetables and you experiment. Even I put sliced radish into a curry. Most people go, in a curry? Well, but it worked. It worked. And this is where the knowledge you can get from everything, you can make your choice what you want to do. But people can give you some good advice that helps you. And for me, it's helped me start to realize that my body needs nutrients, not food, if you know what I mean. So I used to think, oh, like if I put a loaf of bread in my stomach, that will fill it all up, and then I'll be full, and that'd be great. And then you don't really think about what does your body need? What does it actually need? And does it need Coca-Cola? Does it need ice cream? Does it need? And you would know better than me, sort of. You can still enjoy food, and as you've shown me, with certain recipes, I can enjoy, and also I ate so healthy and so nutritious food. So, yeah, it's a great thing.
I'm happy that I influence your life a bit
Yeah.
because you did it with me. And maybe it's nice bridge to speak because about Hilo, I remember, I hope you remember too, when we had session together and I came to you and I said, Ryan, I really don't know what should be the name of my website, what should be the name of my program. I am really thinking about that already 3 weeks or 2 weeks every day and writing a lot of names, but anything really fits to my heart and I don't feel it. And I remember you said at the time, okay, let's make hypnosis if you agree. And I'm thinking, hypnosis, yeah. Now, everything was in my head. I was really thinking about everything. And then I said, okay, I will just listen to him and I will just really relax and let's see where it will go. And then I remember when we did it, and during the session, it came Hilo. And I remember we finished and I said, I have it. It's there. It's there. I have it, and it's Hilo. And you said, "Oh, okay." And a Hilo, like hello to healing. And I said, "Yeah, it's Hilo." So no, I really want to say that it's great, and definitely, as you said, I think. And now that's my question: if there is no risk, if it's just a meditation state, because I know people are really fans to mindfulness and meditation and relaxation now. So I really think hypnosis can be very, very helpful. And I also know, and that's my question, but maybe let's go back. Is there some risk?
Is there some risk? There's some risk with everything,
For
in
example, that
anything you
internet connection will be down.
Yes, of course, yes. No, so if you was doing a session over Zoom,
Is it
and
possible?
it is possible, and if the internet suddenly cut off or went down, that's fine. The person will just open their eyes and be aware of the room very quickly. They won't stay in a relaxed state. They'll just literally just, oh, it's gone quiet. What's going on?
And is there some another risk?
So again, it depends on what the person is looking to be helped with. And that again, you would actually, before doing any hypnosis, you'd have questionnaire that could give you an insight into any medical history that needs to be taken into account. Same with anything, going to the dentist, having a tattoo.
Yeah. Is there, by the way, something, or maybe if you had or you have some example when you had some call, the introduction call, and you said, no, I will not do this?
Because I've had a lot of people who have quit smoking. Just with one person, I just from talking to them, I knew they wasn't ready, and I actually said, "You're not ready, so let's not do this." And they will come back to me when they feel ready, because all that would happen is they may stop for a short time, and then they're back again. And that's they're trying to use willpower, and in my opinion, willpower doesn't work. It will work for so long, and then you'll come back to it. So with a behavior, you need to replace it, not just take it out. So you need to replace it with a good habit, a good behavior. And that's something that sometimes people, because they have this Hollywood image, they think, okay, you can make me quit smoking. And it's not like that. They need to have a new habit, and we can help guide them, but they need to do the work themselves. They need to do the work, and from that, they can then progress. Also, I would say people with depression, I would recommend for them to actually get a medical evaluation. And if I had a referral from the doctor, then I would look at it. But usually, that's something that would be better suited with your local GP doctor.
Then is there some different approach in case that the client is woman or is it man, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. Again, it can be tailor-made for each individual person, depending on how your conversations go, how the questionnaire is. Of course, you always be mindful of certain things are just for female and certain things are just for male, but it doesn't really matter, to be honest, no.
And do you work, for example, with kids? And
Yeah,
how you can
yes.
help to kids, maybe? That's maybe interesting to mention.
Yeah, so with kids, I would say they're more resourceful because they question everything. They'd want to know, well, why is that? Why is that? Why is that? And in my opinion, their processing is, rather than it being quick, it takes longer. But you don't have to have more sessions. You just have to have more space in between where they process it and they test it out for themselves. So they will. You may teach them a technique to relax, and they're like, oh, yeah, got it, got it, got it. But then, as they process things quickly, but they will process this slower because they're testing the boundaries. They want to go, right, does this really work? Does this really work? And then once it clicks in, then you can see the magic happen.
And to be honest, I already feel that magic happen also here, because I'm so relaxed now and your voice is so calm and I really feel a relaxation. I know you were sick, you had some illness, and
Yes.
I know also hypnosis, hypnotherapy helped you. So maybe
Yes.
if you want to share something about this with listeners.
So, I had a condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And what that means is the chambers in my heart, the muscles have got so thick that the chambers became too small. So I couldn't get enough blood or oxygen through my body. So my body would close up. Even if I went for a 10-minute walk, it would just close up and you'd have to stay still because otherwise you'd probably have a heart attack and die. So it took about 12 years to really find out what this was. because it's not something that you could just immediately pick up on. And I did tests for sleep apnea, all sorts. I just went through everything. And finally, we got to the place where, as the condition got worse and worse and worse, I was at the worst point you could be. And it was like, now we know what it is. And then, obviously, to keep your motivation going, because you think you could possibly die, you need something. And for me, it was self-hypnosis and listening to audio recordings. And everything around me and people around me, they were just doing their thing. But in my mind, I was just very determined to get through this. And the surgery came up. Then, when having the surgery, I actually had an amazing recovery. While I was in the ward, there was four people in total, including myself. Everyone else had their surgery before me, but I was the first person out of the hospital because using hypnosis, I knew what I had to do, how to push past any pain barrier and just recover quickly. And then went out and about, very quick recovery. And now I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy too.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you are here, definitely. And I also know what we discussed already during the study, that you changed a bit your mind related to what we see that you really need for life, you know, that and that's maybe I'm not sure if is it related to hypnosis, but I think in general also yes, because you calm down your mind and you see new perspective of life, I think. That was my case. So maybe we can speak a bit. How do you see it now? How do you see your life? How do you see?
So maybe when younger, I was very materialistic. I liked to buy expensive brands and I wanted this and that. But it didn't match up with my true character. So I wanted to be someone that I wasn't. Maybe I wanted to be, I wouldn't say famous, but that kind of rich person that everyone goes, wow, they're so rich, they're throwing money out the window of their car and things like this. And that is not richness. From a money point of view, if you're just talking about money, you're rich because you've got lots of money, but that's not what being rich is. Being rich is being rich in your conversations, in the happiness of your home, in the clothes you wear. So it doesn't mean you're not allowed to wear designer brands, but you have to really ask yourself, does this align with the inner me? And so for my house, I found becoming quite minimalistic and getting rid of so much stuff. At first you start to think, wow, I'm getting rid of thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of furniture and clothes. But the more you do it, the more you start to align with your true self. And then you find richness in meeting people and talking. You find richness sitting in a park on a sunny day. And these things don't cost money. These things are free. And once you start to go on that journey, if you want to call it that, then you start to realize your life could have been made up of so much things that you didn't need. And now you have a kind of richness for everything in life, yeah. Just nature. It gives you richness. And I think the more you do that, the more, for me, I look at, especially money, I look at that as just something that facilitates, helps me do something I'm passionate about. So not I've got to buy something to feel good about myself. I want to do something, I need some money, then that's where that comes from. And then you start to create a kind of wealth that you don't need to waste money. You don't need to just spend, spend, spend. You just can start to really understand this is what I want to do with my life. And this money is just here to help me on that journey. But that's me. How about you?
Yeah, I feel it same. And my question was, what's your feeling when your client comes back to you and say, thank you, Ryan, you really changed my life. What feelings, what emotions you have?
So I feel so happy that they have changed a behavior that they may have had for 10 or more years. And it's kind of like giving them back a bit of their own life. And when you do that, you also, as you give something, you also take from them that positive energy where they say, you know, in different words, they're saying, you're doing a great job, keep doing this, you're changing people's lives, keep doing this. And so that gives you the energy to really sort of help people and grow and grow and grow.
Beautiful, by the way. And honestly, I really think I'm really grateful that you are my guest in this podcast. And I really think when I'm thinking how hypnosis, because everything started by hypnosis in my case, I was thinking that, you know, that I can't have kids. And I was thinking I really would like to just to transfer something nice to people, just to help them somehow, if I'm able. I would like to, in a positive way, to influence their life. And if is it via hypnosis, or if is it only via this interview, what we are doing together, because I really think it's beautiful. That's, I think, that's my legacy here.
Nice.
We didn't speak about that, but I have a question. Can you, Ryan, because I know, and I think listeners, they know too, you have really beautiful voice, really. Can you do some quick relaxation with listeners?
Yeah.
And I would like to say, please don't drive the car.
Yes. So don't operate any heavy machinery or drive anything. Find a place you can sit down or lay down and you can just relax. So yes, I will begin if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
So just for all the listeners, all you need to do is just close your eyes and just start to So just start to relax the muscles on your face, around your eyes, your cheeks. And just open your jaw slightly, but keep your mouth closed. And just start to feel all of those muscles relaxing more and more. And before you go into any relaxation, just make sure you're comfortable where you're sitting or laying. And now focus on your neck and let all the tension of the day release from your neck, feeling that relaxing energy moving down your shoulders. Take any stiffness out of them and moving all the way down your arms to your hands. And as you think about this, your body can relax deeper and deeper and deeper. You now look at the center of your body and feel the relaxing energy spread all the way across it. And then moving down to your legs, all the way down to your toes. And as you relax, you start to imagine you're at a special place. It may be a beach or a garden, just a special place for you where you can relax in your mind. And as you look around, you can see nature all around you, and you feel very safe as you are by yourself in nature. And you can feel the radiant sun shining on your body, but a cool breeze touching your cheeks and helping you relax deeper and deeper and deeper. And as you imagine yourself in nature, you decide to lie down and stretch out in your imagination. And as you do this, you feel all of your muscles relaxed and refreshed. And you feel the sun shining on your body, the cool breeze touching your body. And you feel an orange glow moving up and down your body very slowly, taking any negativity with it. And as this negativity leaves your body, you feel very refreshed. Now my voice will go quiet for a moment while you just enjoy this relaxation. Now, as you focus back on your body, you start to get a pulsing feeling of energy going through your body, and you feel endorphins filling your body, giving you happiness, joy, and love. And you feel these endorphins growing bigger and bigger. And as you do this, you know now is the time you can come back to awakening consciousness. Be aware of the room around you. And I will facilitate this by counting from 1 to 5. And on the count of 5, you can open your eyes. So as I count from 1, feeling that relaxation. 2, the energy of happiness and joy feeling your body. 3, free in your mind. And 4, you can open your eyes and be aware of the room around you. And 5, you are now back in the room or where you may be. And take a moment just to feel that refreshness.
So,
there we are.
I have to say that I always, always love sessions with you. And
Thank
I
you.
Will be always, Ryan, your biggest fan.
Thank you.
And so thank you very much. It was beautiful. And I wish to stay there a bit longer, but then I can imagine it would be very long podcast. If I have such feelings, I'm sure that more people have this feeling. How they can find you? How they can contact you? Where we can find you?
So they can come to my Facebook page or to my website. So my website is ryan-brady.co.uk, and from there you can select a free introductory call, and we can talk over Zoom, Skype, WhatsApp, whichever is most suitable for you, and see if we can work together to help you on your journey.
Yeah, definitely. I will link it also in description of the podcast.
Thank you.
They will find you definitely. So thank you very much. Is there something on your side what you would like to share before we will end this podcast?
I just like to say thank you very much for having me on this podcast, and it's been very great pleasure, and I feel very relaxed joining you on this podcast. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ryan. My pleasure too.